for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Thursday afternoon, July the 5th, 2001. Family camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Dr. Bill Null, Salina, Kansas, is the teacher of the afternoon.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And I got a printed text today. Hallelujah. Now stand with me in prayer, please. Oh, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, come. Oh, Jesus, we praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord. Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the anointing of your Spirit, Lord God. Lord, we just ask you to touch these words now, Lord. Give us open heavens and open hearts, Lord, that your word, Lord, will come forth this day and into our hearts and bear a crop of 30, 60, 100 fold. We ask in the name of Jesus. We bind all the spirits of distraction, all the spirits of slumber, all the spirits of stupor, and all the weariness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we loosen salvation, supplication, and grace to go forth. Now, the spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding to come down. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, today we're going to talk about a problem that Christians have. That's perversive. It will block your healing, block your deliverance, and will isolate you from God and open you to harassment. And it's one most people don't think about. It's forgiving. To be able to forgive. Now, when I first came into working to teaching, I was taught that forgiveness was an act of the will, that you just had to say, I forgive you, and that took care of it. But I had a problem with that. I would say, I forgive, you know, and 30 minutes later, I'd be mad all over again. Maybe y'all never had a problem like that. And a year later, I'd still find myself, you know, thinking about what I could have said, you know, that would have really got to them, how I should have answered that. And if I had just said this, boy, that would have really put the stinger to them. Or else I'm thinking about what I can do to put myself in a position so that I can show them. And these things would flood back over me, and I would get angry all over again. And retreat into a world of fantasy. And you know, if you retreat into the world of fantasy, you don't have to face reality. And when you feel, and you just retreat into the world of fantasy of how you're going to get even, and you find that in the world of fantasy, there's a tremendous world that you can live in called air castle. And it has been said that the neurotic builds castles in the air, the psychotic lives in the castles in the air, and the psychiatrist collects the rent on them. And fantasy is a thing that will bring you in to building those air castles and fixating your problems. And it comes because of unforgiveness. It becomes because you've been hurt and you haven't faced the hurt. It's come because you've been frightened and you've retreated from your fear. And you're afraid you're going to get hurt again. And you're not going to open yourself up so that hurt will come back. And you're still seething over the last one. And so you retreat into fantasy. Now, that's not what I still wanted to talk about today. But I tell you, fantasy, when you find yourself moving from reality into what might have been, or what ought or should have ought to been, or what I can probably do, or how I can make this better, and you build this elaborate scheme, that's fantasy, people. That's escaping from reality. And if you do that too long, you forget what's true and what's not true. And you live in a lie. And you will split yourself apart. And it's called schizophrenia. Praise you, Lord Jesus. But let's go back now to forgiving. Webster's dictionary to forgive is to give up resentment against, desire to punish, stop being angry with, or to pardon. Second definition is to give up all claim to punish or exact a penalty for an offense, to overlook. And the third is to cancel or remit a debt. To give up the right to revenge is to forgive. You don't want to be repaid. You don't want any payment back for that offense. You don't want that offense. You don't want that offense made right. You don't want them to pay for it. You just want to forgive that debt and let it go. Give it to God. That is to forgive. Well, my definition of to forgive is to repent from wanting revenge. To repent from wanting revenge. Now, what does repent mean? You've all heard about repenting from your sin. Well, wanting revenge is a sin. Look at Daniel chapter 9. I'm sorry, not Daniel. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, verse 19. Beloved, do not avenge yourself, but rather give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Now, there Paul is quoting Leviticus 19:18 and Deuteronomy 32:35. Vengeance belongs to God. It's His property. And if you want to get revenge, that is to pay back, then you are taking vengeance from God. It's something that belongs to God, and you're a thief. And that's how God looks at it. God says that if you want revenge, then you're stealing from me. And that's a sin. So you need to repent from wanting revenge, to turn away from it, to change your mind. To repent in the Greek means a change of mind. In the Hebrew, it means to turn around and walk away from it. And so literally to repent means decide that it is wrong and walk away and don't do it again. So when you repent from revenge, you turn and walk away and say, I don't want revenge. Now, repentance, let's look and see what the Lord says about repentance. Because I think that's the key to it. Look at Romans chapter 2, verse 4. It says, or do you despise the riches of His goodness, the forbearance and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? Now, 2 Corinthians 7:10 says, godly sorrow produces repentance unto salvation, not to be regretted. But the sorrow of the world produces death. So when you are convicted that that is wrong by the Holy Spirit, then godly sorrow will come upon you and you can turn and walk away from it. That produces repentance, which leads to salvation. And what is salvation? Salvation is more than fire insurance, people. Most folks think getting saved means you're not going to go to hell and burn, and then you can just, you know, you've gotten saved, and that's it. It's a lot more than that. If you look up the word salvation in the in the Greek lexicon, and the word is sovo or something. I'm sorry, my Greek is not that good. I know a little Greek, you know, and he runs a deli downtown. And that's all the Greek I know. But this word, S-O-Z-O, means, first it means deliverance. Then it means healing. And then it means to save. It's the second most common word used when Jesus healed someone. When he said they were made whole, that word translates the Greek S-O-Z-O. When they were made whole, that very hour means... The first most common word used by Jesus for healing is therapeutai, which comes from which we get our modern word therapeutics, which means to be healed and nursed back to health over a period of time. Salvo sometimes means instantaneous. How many of you people know when somebody got saved, they got delivered from alcoholism, or they got immediately healed from some disease? Y'all ever heard of people like that? Yeah? Yeah. Sometimes it's just a miraculous change. Rather than a slow period. But it means deliverance. And so what it's going to do is that when you repent, it's going to lead you to deliverance from that anger. Deliverance from that hurt. And it is godly sorrow that produces it. It's not worldly sorrow. Judas was sorrowful. And he went out and hung himself. If he had repented, he would have gone to them and said, oh, I made a terrible mistake. I repent of my sin, and Jesus has forgiven me from the cross. Jesus. But he did not. He had worldly sorrow. He went out and hung himself, led to death. Although you read the movies, that's not what they tell you, because the movies don't tell things like they really are. Let's look at 2 Timothy 2:25. But most folks get what they know about the Bible out of the movies. I'm not kidding when I say that. 2 Timothy verse 2:25, starting with verse 24. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle of all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in rebellion or opposition, if perhaps God will grant them repentance so they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. And so you see there that repentance is a gift from God. You have to be convicted by the Holy Spirit. Godly sorrow must come upon you. And God will grant you the gift of repentance. Now, you have a choice at that time as to whether or not you're going to accept it. There are some people who refuse to accept it and walk away. They just refuse, and they walk away, and they don't get healed. Okay, let's look at Lamentations chapter 5. That's right after Jeremiah. Jeremiah is sitting up on the Mount of Olives, looking over the ruined city. I don't know if it was Mount of Olives. I've heard it say that he was on the Mount of Olives. I don't know where it says that in the Bible. But he was looking over the ruined city, and he wrote a series of poems lamenting the fall of Jerusalem. And in chapter 5, he rehearses the sins of the fathers. And then he gives the results of the fathers' iniquities, from verse 8 through verse 20, and it takes me an hour to go through all those. They make very interesting reading because they give you the results of the sins of the fathers, how they can play out in your life. Okay, but look at verse 20. Why do you forsake us forever? Why you forsake us a long time? Then he says, turn us back to you, O God. Repent us, O Lord, and we will be restored. Renew our days at old, unless you have utterly rejected us and very angry with us. In other words, turn us back to you. Now that same word is used in Psalm 80. So let's go to Psalm 80. Seeing that the turning is from God. in verse 3, you'll see it says, restore us. But that's that same word you saw in Lamentations. Turn us, O Lord, O God, and cause your face to shine upon us, and we shall be saved. Now, I would like to say that, you know, but I'm not the Hebrew expert who figured that out. His name is Derek Prince. And he is my Hebrew expert, my Greek expert. I thank you, Lord. Bless Derek. Lord, I hold up Brother Derek to you in the name of Jesus. I thank you for him, Lord. I ask you to bless Brother Derek. Just touch his physical body, Lord. Heal him, Lord. Restore his strength, Lord. Just that he might go forth, Lord, in your power, Lord, to continue his ministry, Lord. That you will give power and anointing, Lord, and strength that he can continue, Lord. Strengthen him in the name of Jesus. I thank you for him. All God's people said, amen. Cause, and then it says here in verse 7, restore us or turn us again, O Lord. Cause your face to shine upon us. And again it says it in verse 19, return us, O Lord, God of hosts, and cause your face to shine upon us, and we shall... And there again, you see, he's saying God is going to do the turning. Now let's look at Acts 11, verse 18. And it says here that Peter is called upon to defend the fact that he went to a heathen household, went in and sat down with uncircumcised men and ate with them, which was absolutely against the Jewish law. Because God had sent, had witnessed to him that he should go. And he went and he brought salvation to Cornelius. And he went back to Jerusalem and he is having to justify his action to the other apostles and to all the elders. He says, is it true that you went into a heathen house and ate with them? And he said, and so Peter... And look at verse 18. And when they heard these things, they became silent. They glorified God, saying, then God has also granted to the Gentiles repentance unto life. God grants repentance, people. And so you want to forgive. You say, God, grant me the gift of repentance that I might turn from this thing. I know it's wrong, Lord. I know it's wrong. Help me to turn from it. Now, what does God say about it? Jesus instructed us to forgive. You know, let's look at Jeremiah verse 17. In Jeremiah 17, verse 9, it says, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart, I test the mind. And give to every man according to the fruit of his doings. Only God can change the heart. You know, your heart will deceive you. Your heart is incurably ill and will deceive you. So you need to say, Lord, change my heart. Only God can change your heart. And you see, it says, let's go on here. So what does he say about forgiveness? There's three places in the Bible. There's Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. Matthew chapter 6, verse 12. It says, therefore give our debts as we forgive our debtors. And then you come on down to 14. He says, if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your heavenly Father forgive your trespasses. Well, if you go to Mark chapter 11, and you see this is the great faith chapter. And starting at verse 22, chapter 11, verse 22, and Jesus said to them, have faith in God. For surely I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and cast in the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will come to pass, will have whatever he says. Does not doubt in his heart. Not his head, his heart. Okay. You have the assurance in your spirit. Therefore, and he says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. And whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him. And the Father in and your Father in heaven may also forgive your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive your trespasses. And so he says, you know, you're praying, and when you stand praying, you remember you got anything in anybody, you stop and forgive them. Well, your faith is null and void. Your faith to believe for that promise that you're praying for is null and void. Luke 6:38 is a simple statement. It merely says, forgive and you will be forgiven. It's 6:37. And then it says in 38, give and it will be forgiven. Give and be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your bosom, for the same measure that you use be measured back to you. Now, I hear that a lot when people are talking, passing out the collection plate. I don't hear it very much when they're talking about forgiveness. But the measure you use in forgiveness is the measure that's going to be measured back to you. Full measure, pressed down, shaken together, is going to be poured into your bosom. Now, what else is going to be poured into your bosom? It says that the iniquities of the fathers will be recompensed or poured into the bosom of the children to the third and the fourth generation. When he's talking about being poured into the bosom, he's talking about coming into you and not talking about blessings generally. But we'll move on. Oh, and let's look at Matthew now. Go back to Matthew 18. And Jesus adds another principle here. And we all know the parable of the unforgiving servant. That was the man, you know, in Luke 17, they came to him and he said, now, Master, Lord, how often must I forgive my brother? And he says, well, if your brother sins against you and comes back to you 7 times and says, I repent, said, you forgive him. And to which the poor apostles replied, oh, God, give us faith 7 times. And so then, a couple of days later, Peter came up to Jesus and said, looking at verse 21, then Jesus said to him, Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to 7 times? Isn't that what you said? And Jesus said to him, I did not say you 7 times, but 70 times 7. I thought I'd let you know where the 7 came from. And then he goes on and he tells a story about a servant who was brought before the king, and he owed him 10,000 talents of gold. Now I figured that up. And a talent is variously said, a royal talent was 90 pounds, a regular talent was 75 pounds. And if you figure the talent at 70 pounds, a lower weight, and you figure gold at $200 an ounce, it's worth a little bit more than that, you still come up with $1.2 billion that the man owed. Now, if you figure these others, you can get it up to $4 billion. But the man owed a lot of money, and there wasn't a way he could pay him back. And so he ordered that the man be sold, along with all his possessions, and his wife and his children, they all be sold into slavery to pay the bill. And he got down on his knees and he said, Lord, have mercy on me. And the master had compassion. He was moved in his bowels. And he said, okay, I forgive the debt. That old boy went out and he called him his fellow servant, owed him 100 denarii. And a denarii is a day's wages. You figure a day's wages is $100. The man owed him $10,000. Now he's just been forgiven $1.5 billion, and he's this man owes him $10,000. He grabs him by the throat and says, pay up. Well, give me some time. He put him in debtor's prison. And we used to have the old song, I owed a debt I could not pay. He paid a debt. He paid my bill. Well, when the king heard that this old boy had been thrown in prison, that's what he remembered that song. That old boy owed a debt he couldn't pay. And so he called him in, and he said, shouldn't you have had mercy on him? And so he ordered him thrown in jail until he could pay. Now, it depends on your translation. One says the tormentors, one says the torturers, and the other says they got him put in jail. Whatever it is, a place you don't want to be. And so he said, and you look at, let's look at verse 18:34. And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. Now, so my heavenly Father will also do to each of you. Do to you, if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses. And I say to you, from the heart, and only God can change the heart. And so you're sort of stuck on this forgiveness business. You're dependent, absolutely dependent on God to give you the gift of forgiveness. I mean, you're absolutely stuck. Let's look and see what Daniel 9:9 says. Well, Daniel is Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, and Hosea. Daniel 9:9. And what does it say there? To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness. You know forgiveness is of God's property? It's God's property, just like vengeance. Forgiveness belongs to Him. And so you got to entreat Him to give you the gift of forgiveness to change your heart so that it doesn't continually grate on you. Now, look at Acts 5:31. Acts 5:31 says, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom you murdered by hanging on a tree. Him God is exalted to his right hand to be prince and savior, to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sin. And so you say, Lord, now we've looked at the scriptures about vengeance belonging to God in Romans 12:19, Leviticus 19:18, and Deuteronomy 32:35. And remember that Jesus forgave from the cross. Let's look at Luke 23. Luke 23:34. And he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they do. And you ask God to forgive you. His promise is that if you confess your sins, he is faithful and just to forgive your sins and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's a promise of God. That's a freely given promise. He will forgive you. That's a freely given promise that He will forgive. And you want forgiveness to forgive others, to repent from wanting revenge is what forgiveness is. Now, our actions need to follow His example. And let's look at Matthew chapter 5 now, when He says, Chapter 5, verse 43. But you have heard it said that you should love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use and persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. Now, someone asked me today, should we send curses back? And lots of teachers teach you should send curses back. The Bible says that you shouldn't curse. Christians don't curse. In Romans 12, it says, do not bless, don't curse. And so I don't send curses back. Now, I have to admit that God had to witness that to me and give me repentance to change from doing that. In the last 10 years, I think I have returned curses twice, and that's only when I got a strong unction from the Holy Spirit that I should do that. In both cases, they were from professionals. They were professional witches. And I got the strong, and I just, after the third time, I thought I should be obedient. I just kept speaking blessings, but he said, send the curses back. So I say to you, if you feel that you should do it, you better be sure that it is God. Because your prayers can return into your own bosom. In Psalms 35, David said, they returned me evil for good, but my clothing was sackcloth, and I humbled my soul by fasting for them. So they returned me evil for good to the sorrow of my soul. I humbled myself with fasting, and my prayers for them returned into my own bosom. What kind of prayers you want coming back? If I were you, I would always pray for them. Let's see what it says. It says, pray for your enemy. Luke 6, 27, 28, 35, 37, 38, say the same thing. Now, when you pray for your enemy, you pray for the people who've hurt you, what do you pray for? You pray that they'll come to salvation, that God will bless them and bless their families. Those are the kind of prayers you want coming back. And when you can labor for them and actually have compassion upon them because they've been the devil's instrument. And remember who your enemy is. Your enemy is the devil. Your adversary, the devil, wanders around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, he has devoured them. Have you no compassion on them that they've been devoured by the enemy? And they are living, although they are lashing out at you, they're lashing out at you because they have been captured by the enemy and held to do his will. Have you no compassion for them as God had compassion on you? As Jesus had compassion on you from the cross and said, God, forgive them. When he looked at any time that there was healing to be done, Jesus looked at the crowd and compassion flowed out of his body and he healed them and God healed them. That word compassion needs to be moved in your bowels. And when you can come to a point that you can have compassion on your enemy, on the one who's hurt you, and pray that God will touch him and bring him to salvation and release him from bondage of the enemy, God will touch your heart. He will touch your heart, and then you will be healed. Then that fury won't rise up. You won't have to have somebody ask you when they're praying for you who you're mad at, because they're not getting anywhere. It's like praying for that chair there or running into a stone wall because you've got seething anger in there that somebody has done you wrong. And you want to get even. You don't go mad, you're just going to get even. And you got that seething anger inside. And realize that they are not your enemy. Your enemy is, your adversary is the devil who has devoured these poor people. And they are suffering terribly. That's the reason they lash out at you. And you say, well, it's just some mean folks in this world. They sure are. There are some people who've got reprobate minds, who the devil has destroyed their mind. But I tell you, there is no person in this world so reprobate, so fallen, so dirty, that Jesus Christ can't save them. He saved me. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. He saved me. I tell you, pray for those people and be healed. And be healed. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 2. First Peter, I'm sorry, not Second Peter. 2:22-21 says, "For this you were called." Well, let's go back up into verse 19, verse 18. Get the context. "Servants, be submissive to your masters with all fear, not only to the good and the gentle, but also to the harsh." He's talking to slaves, people who are living tools, who have no rights. The master can do anything he wants to with them. They're just their tools to be used. Aristotle defined a slave as a tool, just like a shovel or plow. Just so happened it was living instead of dead. That's the way the Greeks defined a slave. And he says, "For this is commendable." "If because of conscience toward God one endures grief suffering wrongly." You endure the grief suffering wrongly, it is commendable before God. For what credit is it? If when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently. But when you do good and suffer for it, you take it patiently. This is commendable before God. "For to this you were called. But Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. Who committed no sin, nor was guile found in his mouth." Jesus didn't lie, and he didn't sin. "Who, when he was reviled, did not revile in return." He didn't answer back. When he suffered, he didn't threaten. He could call 40 legion of angels to protect him. But he didn't threaten. Heal the man's ear. But committed himself to him who judges righteously. He gave it to the Father. And your example is to give it to God. Give it to God. Just here it is, Father. And when you suffer for it, and you bear it patiently, it's commendable before God. And he will bless you. And he will change you. And he will make you in his image. And he will give you the strength to move on. And he will heal you. He will heal you. And people will say to you, "What has happened to you?" You know, when I came to this, and I was able to forgive and get delivered, people ask me, "What happened to me?" You're not the same person anymore. Changed. I went through three changes. Went through three deliverances. And the people around me always ask me afterwards, "What's happened to you? Something happened. You've changed." When you come to this realization and you're willing to forgive all offenses, I don't mean you got to lay down on the floor and be no doormat. I'm not telling a woman she's supposed to go home and let her husband beat her to death. Or I'm not saying that you're supposed to bear all those but when you've been offended, you forgive. Now, you can move back into a position to protect yourself. You pray and see what God wants you to do. But there comes a time, but you still need to forgive and pray for that person and bear the offenses quietly and gently. And God will touch you. If you stay angry and vengeful, you're robbing God. Let's look at 1 Samuel 15. Okay. 15:23. "Rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is an iniquity unto idolatry." So if you stay angry and vengeful, you're in rebellion, and your stubbornness is accounted to you as an iniquity unto idolatry, because you are idolizing self. You're putting yourself before God's commands. Yourself. You're worshiping self. And you're in complete rebellion against God, which puts you into witchcraft to try to control other people by supernatural means, because it opens you to demons. It opens you up to the demonic forces. When you stay in rebellion, I tell you this, if you stay in rebellion, you'll become bitter. The word rebellion, that word there that's translated rebellion, comes from the same root, mara, which is also alternately translated bitterness. If you stay in rebellion, you will become bitter. You'll become a bitter person. How many of you know bitter people? I mean people who are angry, bitter, and they got this thing like they... You know what bitter means? It means a bad taste. And they look like they puckered, you know, and they're angry, and they just stand, and they're mad, and they're bitter, angry people. They're unteachable. They become proud. They're scorners, you see, or scoffers. Proud person, scoffer is his name. And a scoffer is unteachable. And those things feed off of bitterness and rebellion, pride, and that feeds into being unteachable, to being stubborn will, unteachable spirit, conceited, self-conceit. And those things, and I don't know, I had some people in my family whose motto was not to forgive, but to get even. And you could never talk to them. I mean, you couldn't tell them anything. After a while, you didn't try. You just tried to stay away from them. One thing you didn't want to do was make them mad. You didn't want them mad at you. Well, you know what kind of schemes they'd be scheming around to try to get even with you. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And so today we're going to... The importance of seeking. Well, what does it say in the Bible that if you pray for people, you'll get healed? Let's look at Job. Look at the last chapter of Job. Now, all y'all know about the story about Job. Job was a Pentecostal preacher. And he was very successful in life. And he had a whole bunch of children. And he went out and he prayed every morning for his children, for the sins his kids may have committed, and did sacrifices, you know. And he's a rich man. And God said he was righteous, and there was no one like him. And the devil and the devil came in with all the angels. You know, he changed himself into an angel of light. 2 Corinthians says the devil was able to change himself into an angel of light. And he went in with the other angels, the other sons of God. And the Lord looked at him and said, well, where you been? He said, I've been out walking around on the earth. And he said, well, you see my good servant Job? He said, well, yeah. He said, man, all that stuff you've given him, and you built a fence around him, I can't touch him. He says, but you let me take his possessions, and he'll curse you to your face. He said, okay, you can take his possessions. And so the devil went out and stole everything he had, killed all his children, everything, left him a pauper. But he still didn't curse God, even though his wife said, why did he stunk so bad? He had a boy, his wife said, why don't you curse God and die? And so he went back to see he didn't do that until after he went back to God and said, God said, well, if you let me touch his body, and he'll curse you to your face. And so he said, okay, but you can't kill him. So he broke out and boiled all over, and he stunk so bad his wife threw him out on a garbage heap, and he's out there scratching his boils. His wife said, curse God and die. And he said, well, naked I came into the world, and naked I'm going to leave. He says, God is faithful. And there's some good four Pentecostal preachers heard that Job was in bad shape, and so they went over to visit him, to anoint him with oil and pray for him, you know. And so they gathered around, and he looked so bad, they were stunned. It took them a week to come to their senses that this great man would look so bad. And they said, all right now, Job, come on now. We know that you sinned, that fess up your sin and tell us what you've done wrong. You know that gave Pentecost a bad name in the 40s? But every time one of them got sick, all the brothers, all Job's comforters gathered around the bed, and they said, all right now, what'd you do to let the devil in like this? I'm serious. They didn't want the preacher to come over because they didn't want to be accused of being a sinner. Well, Job, for 40 chapters, Job told them he didn't sin. And in the end, God appears to him in a whirlwind. And he rebukes his four faithful comforters. that have been tormenting him for 40 chapters. And he says to him, he said, now if you men will take these animals and go over and ask Job to pray for you, I'm going to forgive you for you, or else I'm going to hold you accountable for your foolishness. And so here we have, that's the setting. So here we have the story. Verse 9, chapter 42. So Eliataz the Tittimite and Bileabad the Shuadite and Zobad the somebody else went and did as God commanded them, for God had accepted Job. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, he gave Job twice as much as he had for them. Now see that when Job prayed for those people who had been there insulting him and tormenting him, he said he called them miserable comforters. But when he prayed for them, God healed Job. You see that? Let me show you another place. Let's turn over here to Genesis chapter 20. You all know the story of Abraham. Abraham, famine struck, and Abraham went down into the land of the Philistines, and his woman and his wife, she's 90 years old, but God had restored her so that she was a beautiful woman. And he said, you know, honey, and she was his half-sister, and she said, you know, woman, if those men know that you're my wife, they're going to kill me to get you. Now, you tell them you're my sister. And so they whooped her all to the harem, and she was in his harem. And so God appeared to the Abimelech in a dream, and said, you know, that man's my prophet. He stole his wife. Did you take her back? And he said, I hadn't touched the Lord, so I know I've kept you from touching her, from sinning against me. He said, but you take her back. And so he went back to Job. Now, most folks think she's just there a day or two, but she was a lot longer than that. And he carried a trespass offering with him. Let's look to see what he says here now. And he says, look at verse 15. Verse 14 says, took sheep, oxen, female servants, and gave them, and restored his Sarah his wife. And Abimelech said, see, my land is before you, dwell where you please. And to Sarah, behold, I've given your brother 1,000 pieces of silver. This vindicates me before all with you and all others, and she was justified. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech's wife, his maidservants, and they bore children. For the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech because of Sarah, Abram's wife. Now, you see, Abimelech knew something was wrong because his women had quit bearing children. That didn't happen overnight. But she was there for a little while. And God healed him. And so what is that about healing Abraham? Well, let's look at the next chapter. Look at chapter 21, verse 1. And the Lord visited Sarah. As he had said, the Lord did for Sarah, he's spoken, for Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age at a time which God had spoken to him. And God called his name Isaac. Now they had been standing for that child for over 15 years. God had promised it 15 years before. And they had been standing in faith, waiting, while they got older and older and older. And when Sarah's menstrual period stopped, and Abraham came to the point that he said his body was dead too, that it was impossible for them to have a child. And then God restored them after he prayed for Abimelech. And Abraham, he restored Abraham so well that after Sarah died 25 years later, he took a concubine and had four more children because he prayed for his enemy. Man stole his wife and kept her for about a year, I guess. I don't know how long. Long enough for him to know that women wasn't getting pregnant anymore, that the wounds of the women in his harem and his servants were closed up. That took a little time. But when he prayed for them, God opened them. They bore children again, but more importantly, God opened Sarah's womb and restored Abraham's vigor so that they could have a child. The promise, the son of promise for which they had been standing. Pray for your enemies. Pray for those who've used you and abused you. You need to learn bear, for this you were called. When you're abused, take it patiently. This is commendable to God. Pray for your enemy, that the devil has devoured, that the roaring lion has devoured. Pray for him that he'll be released from the bondage of the enemy. Have compassion on your enemy that has hurt you, as Jesus had compassion on the people who crucified him. He gave you an example to follow. And as you do, you will be made more into his image, that you will decrease, he will increase in your life, and you will be healed and come into the kingdom of God as children of God, for righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Forgiveness is so important. He says, you want to know how to love the Father? Love your enemies. He says, if you hate your brother, you're a murderer. If you hate one brother, you're a murderer. And separate from God. He said that in 1 John. God wants his people to follow his example. And let his love. You can't do it in your own right, people. Got to let him do it through you. Change your heart. You can't change your own heart. The Father will change your heart. Now today we're going to come against unforgiveness, anger, rage, deep hurt, bitterness. Those things that defile you, open the door and let the enemy come in. Let's stop for a few minutes and everybody stand up and praise God a little bit. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Anybody needs to go to the bathroom and drink water, praise you, Lord Jesus. We'll take out about 5 minutes. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. We praise your name. Oh, Jesus, we praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Great is your name, and greatly to be praised. We praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. Oh, great and mighty God, we praise your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise and bless you, Lord Jesus. Mashundi ola shimbadi o mashundi ola shimbadi o mashundi a mashundi ola shimbadi o mashundi a. Di kashunda la shimbadi o mashundi ola shimbadi o mashundi ola shimbadi o mashati a kamashundi o. Di lishundi o. Lord, we praise you and bless and glorify you, Lord, for great is your name and greatly to be praised, Lord. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Great God, mighty God, glorious God, we praise your name. Praise you and bless you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, God, send down your Spirit, Lord. Bless your people, Lord God. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Shindiola shimbadioma shundiola shimbadioma shatiakama shundiola shimbadioma shundio. Eli shundola shimbadioma shundiola shimbadioma shatiakama shundio. Mishundola shimbadioma shundiola shimbadioma shatiakama. Praise and bless and glorify you, Lord God. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Praise you and bless you and glorify you. Oh, Jesus, we praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord. We give thanks to you, Lord God. Praise your name. Dear Lord, I love you. I want to be free, Lord, to worship you, to praise you. Glorify you before all the earth. To bear fruit to you, Lord. Oh, Lord Jesus, I come before you today. I hold up my ancestors. I confess their iniquities and my iniquities. I confess them as sin. And I ask for them to be covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that the curses might be broken on me and my children forever. In the name of Jesus, Lord Jesus, I love you. I break the curse of idolatry, of whoredom, of the occult, of divination, of fornication, of incest, of illegitimacy. In the name of Jesus, O Lord, set me free from familiar spirits that have been assigned to my family line. Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord, I confess that in the past there have been certain people who have irritated me, who've hurt me, that I hold unforgiveness against. Lord Jesus, if I forgive everyone, if there's anyone that I must name, bring them to mind, Lord, by your Spirit. Now here we'll wait a minute or two. And if he brings anybody to name that you've got aught in your heart against, then you just say, I forgive. I forgive Johnny, Joe, June, Sue, Peter, whoever, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bless them. Just say, Lord, I ask you to bless them. Bring them to salvation, Lord. Touch them, Lord God. Prosper them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, touch my heart. Give me repentance from revenge. Oh, Lord Jesus, I do forgive. I turn away from vengeance. In the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, set me free from the occult. In the name of Jesus. Set me free, Lord, from sexual sin. Lord Jesus, I love you. I confess to you that I've had lustful thoughts. I ask forgiveness. You know my sin, Lord. Forgive me, Lord, from all sexual impropriety. In the name of Jesus. I break the curses of it. In the name of Jesus. I break all ungodly soul ties to anyone I've ever had sex with outside of matrimony, or anyone who's ever dominated me or controlled me in any way contrary to the will of God. I release them from me. I release any foreign soul from me. And call back my soul in the name of Jesus. Restore my soul, Lord, as you promise in your word. Thank you, Lord. Lord Jesus, I call upon you as my deliverer. Your word says, if we confess our sin, you're faithful and just to forgive our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, I forgive. I ask you to forgive me, Lord, on the blood of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, set me free, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Better sit down. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Lord, you say in your word, anyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. Now, in the name of Jesus, I bind the spirits of rejection. I just bind spirits of rejection in the name of Jesus. These are not rejected people. These are people of God. These have been accepted in the Beloved. They've been accepted in the Beloved. They have been accepted. In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His grace. These are redeemed, accepted people. In the name of Jesus, I bind rejection in Jesus' name. I just bind it. I bind fear. For God didn't give us a spirit of fear again, a fear, a spirit of bondage again to fear. But He gave us a spirit of adoption. I bind bondage to fear now. Fear of not being good enough. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. I bind it in Jesus' name and I break its power and I command it to be gone in Jesus' name. Fear, go in the name of Jesus. All fear, all anxiety, all frustration, go. All phobias, go in the name of Jesus. Just leave God's people now in the name of Jesus. I bind fear. I find fear all around. Fear of the dark. Fear of spiders. Fear of snakes. Fear of the death. Fear of the witches. I bind fear and I command it to be gone. I bind, break the bondage to witchcraft fear in the name of Jesus. I break bondage to fear. Bondage to witchcraft fear. I bind you, witchcraft fear, and I break your power and I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and let them go now. Take a deep breath. Let it go. That's it. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. In the name of Jesus, I bind sexual immorality in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind sexual immorality. I bind fantasy. I bind the sexual fantasy. I bind all fantasy spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind air castles. I bind fantasy. Fantasy of money. Fantasy of effects. Fantasy of control. All fantasy spirits. I bind you in the name of Jesus. I break your power in Jesus' name and I say be gone in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirits of sexual impurity. I bind perverseness in the name of Jesus. The perverse spirit. I bind you and I break your power. I bind the spirit of accusation and self-accusation. I bind the spirit of compulsive confession in the name of Jesus. That one that says that I deserve it. I bind the deserving spirit, the self-deserving spirit. I deserve punishment. I break its power in the name of Jesus. And I command it to be gone. I bind the spirit of perfectionism in the name of Jesus. I bind the perfectionistic spirit in the name of Jesus. The fault-finding spirit, the critical spirit in the name of Jesus. I bind you in the name of Jesus. Be gone in Jesus' name. I bind depression. I bind heaviness and depression in the name of Jesus. Spirit of heaviness and depression, I bind you and I command you to leave God's people. For He gave us beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, and the garment of praise for a spirit of heaviness. Heaviness be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Just go. Leave heaviness in the name of Jesus. I bind depression. I bind depression, suicide in the name of Jesus. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Suicide be gone. I bind anger, rage, and death in the name of Jesus. Go. Anger, rage, and murder be gone in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of death over these people. Death, I break your power. I bind rebellion now. I bind the spirit of rebellion. Rejection brings rebellion in the name of Jesus. Rebellion, I bind you. Bitterness, I bind you. I bind bitterness and rebellion and witchcraft, for rebellion is a sin of witchcraft. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Be gone, witchcraft. Witchcraft, be gone in the name of Jesus. Divination, be gone in the name of Jesus. Come on out of that divination. Come out, Python spirits. Come out in the name of Jesus. All the Antichrist spirits, I bind them, the Indian spirits. The spirit of the sacred rattlesnake, I bind him in Jesus' name. The spirit of human sacrifices, I bind in the name of Jesus. Go! Go! The sea monster spirits, I bind the sea monster spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind Leviathan in Jesus' name. Be gone! Be gone in Jesus' name. Go! 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 Go in Jesus' name. Go, all you witchcraft, all you divination, all you occult. Go, all the witchcraft, all the rebellion, all bitterness, anger, and rage. I pull the root of bitterness out now in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to the root of bitterness and I command it to be gone in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing and restitution to God's people. Go in Jesus' name. Go in Jesus' name. Go. And speak healing and restitution to God's people in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Oh, Lord Jesus, just pour your spirit out now, Lord. Pour out your spirit, Lord God. Pour out your spirit, Lord. I bind the spirits of witchcraft. I break the witchcraft curses in the name of Jesus. I bind all the spirits of dysmenorrhea in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch them, Lord God. Flow through my brother and sister here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Turn her loose now. Turn her loose. Witchcraft, I break your power. Come out of there, Queen of Heaven. In the name of Jesus. Turn her loose, Queen of Heaven. You can't have them. Turn her loose. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. Go. 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 You can't stay there. Go. You can't stay there. Turn her loose in the name of Jesus. Just turn her loose. Go. 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 In Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus. Just go, Queen of Heaven. Get out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. All you Indian spirits, come on out of there. Come on out. Out, 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 out. All divination spirits, come out of there in the name of Jesus Christ. Out of there in the name of Jesus. All necromancy, come out in the name of Jesus. I break your power and I command you to leave her in the name of Jesus Christ. Go in the name of Jesus. Go in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Debbie, Lord. Bless her, Lord. Just bless her. I bind the spirits of rage and anger and frustration, and I say, leave now in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Rage, anger, and frustration and fear. Be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Just be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Be gone. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Just touch this one now, Lord God. Praise your name, I bind the spirits of fear and frustration in the name of Jesus Christ. Turn loose. Turn loose. Fear and frustration. Be gone now. Come on. Fear? You can't have them. I bind you fear in the name of Jesus. And I speak. Come on. Out of her in the name of Jesus. Turn loose. Come on out. Take a deep breath and push it out, honey. Come on. Take a deep breath now. Out in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on. Take a deep breath and push that thing out. Push the fear out. Come on, call. Push it out. It'll come out. Push it. Come on, push it out. I bind it in the name of Jesus. It has to leave. Be gone in Jesus' name. Go on. Push it out, honey. Cough. 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 Come on, cough it out of there. Push it out. Come on. Come on. Push that thing out of there in the name of Jesus. Fear, just leave her. Fear, just leave her in the name of Jesus. I break all the curses of fear over in the name of Jesus. And I speak healing and restitution in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Child, come and help me. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Command the spirit of fear to come out of her. In the name of Jesus. Turn loose. Fear, you be gone in the name of Jesus. Just go. Go. In Jesus' name. Just go. Go. Binds you and break your power in Jesus' name. You can't have her. She's a child of the living God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We praise you and we bless you and we glorify you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. 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 Shendio Lishimbadio Mashatiya Kamashundio Lishimbadio Mashatiya Elishunti Lishimbadio Mashundia. Thank you, Lord. Fill her full now, Lord. Fill her with your spirit. Fill her with your spirit, Lord. Your spirit. I bind and I break all the Indian witchcraft in the name of Jesus. I break all the Indian witchcraft, all the Ma spirits in the name of Jesus. Come on out. All you Indian witchcraft spirits, come on out. Come out. Come out. Come on out. Spirit of death. Come out in the name of Jesus. You can't have this child of God. You turn her loose in the name of Jesus. Be gone. Be gone. All fear. Fear of death. Fear of not being loved. Fear of not being wanted. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I break that power and I speak healing and restitution. Take a deep breath and push them out, honey. Come on. Go. Come on. Out of there in the name of Jesus. All of you. Come on out. Every one of you come out of her. Come out. Come out. All this Spirit of the Python, come out of there in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Push it out, honey. Out in the name of Jesus. Be gone, fear and Python. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Go. Go. Bless us, Lord. Just bless us, Lord Jesus. Bless us, Lord. Bless us. Bless us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Be gone in Jesus' name. We speak healing and restitution. I want you to cast this Queen of Heaven on her. This one. The Queen of Heaven. Come on out of there. Come on out of there in the name of Jesus. Come on out. Out in the name of Jesus. 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 Praise you, Lord Jesus. 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 Turn her loose, Queen of Heaven. Turn her loose. Turn her loose, Python. Come out of there, Lord. Hallelujah. Come out of there, Queen of Heaven. Come on out, Queen of Heaven. Out. Out. Out of there. Come on out of there, you necromancy devil, you. Come out in the name of Jesus. Come on. Turn loose in the name of Jesus. Push it out, honey. Just push that thing out. Praise you, Lord God. Put your hand on the burning. Command that thing to leave her. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Turn her loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind these spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind the Queen of Heaven in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of there, Queen of Heaven, in the name of Jesus. I bind all the necromancy spirits in the name of Jesus. Touch my brother now, Lord. Just touch him. Touch him. Touch my brother, Lord. Let your spirit flow through him now, Lord. Flow, river. Just flow, river. Flow, river. Flow. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus, I thank you for this couple. Can I put my hands on you? I thank you for this couple, Lord. I thank you for them, Lord. I speak healing and restitution to them. I speak strength to them now, Lord. I break any curses that have been launched against them. I put the shield of faith over them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pull the knife of betrayal out of their back, and I speak healing and restitution to them in the name of Jesus Christ. Any curses that have been declared against them, I declare them null and void. No weapon formed against them shall prosper, and every tongue that rises against them in condemnation we shall refute and refuse. This is a security to the servants of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Mashundi ola shimbadi o mashatiya, kamashundi ola shimbadi o mashundi o mashatiya, kamashundi. Here, I speak to you now. Yes, Leviathan, I speak to you. Prince of pride and fear, I bind you in Jesus' name. Put my hook in your nose. I put the hook of the Holy Ghost in your nose and his bridle in your mouth, and I pull you out. You will leave now in the name of Jesus. The angels will ride you back from whence you came, and Jesus will judge you and be gone now. Be gone. Just be gone. Be gone now. Come on out of there. All fear, all Leviathan. Come on out. Out in the name of Jesus. Come on, push it out, honey. Push it out. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Come on. Push it out. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Push it out. Out in the name of Jesus. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. Out. Every bit of you. Come on. Out. Come on out. Push. Push. Now, that's it. Push it out, honey. Push it out. Push that thing out. Come on out. Come on out. Push Leviathan out of there. Come on out, Leviathan. In the name of Jesus. Come out. 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 The prince of pride and fear. Come out. Ruled by fear. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Witchcraft, fear. Take your power now and be gone in Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I break the curses spoken against this child. I see them. I'll pull them out of her now. I pull out all the curses from her. I pull the curses out of her chest. The curses out of her back. Come on. I pull out all the curses in the name of Jesus. Those curses right there. Right there in her heart. We pull them out now in the name of Jesus. Pull them out in the name of Jesus. Speak healing to her. In Jesus' name. Fill her with your peace now, Lord. Your peace. Flow all of it out, Lord. Flow down all the fear. For fear has torment. But the perfect love of the Lord Jesus Christ just drive out fear. Let your love flow through it now, Lord. Let your love flow through it. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ. The love of the Father. Flow through it now, Lord. Perfect love. Unconditional agape love. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Just love him.
Thank you. Thank you.
Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you and we bless you. Turn her loose. Out in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out in the name of Jesus. Touch that one, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you and bless you and glorify you, Lord God. Queen of Heaven, I just bind you too. I bind you. You can't torment this child anymore now. Turn her loose now. Come on. Come out of there. Come out in the name of Jesus. All of you just be gone now. We break your power. You can't torment her anymore. In Jesus' name, I speak healing and restitution to her in Jesus' name. The perfect love of the Lord Jesus Christ will drive out. Drive you out in Jesus' name. Praise you, Lord, you Python spirits. You divination spirits, I just bind you in the name of Jesus and I break your power in Jesus' name. Go, go, go. Kundalima, I'm speaking to you. I'm speaking to you, Kundalima. I break your power now. The love of the Lord Jesus Christ must drive you out in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. Just fill her full, Lord. Fill her. Fill this one, Lord. Just fill this vessel, Lord. Your power, Lord. Your spirit, your love, flow out all that offends you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Okay, child. How you doing, young lady? You better? That's your Lord Jesus. Let your spirit flow into her now, Lord. Just let the peace of God fill her with the peace of God, Lord. More peace, Lord. More, Lord. Just more peace, Lord. Just peace. Peace of God. Hallelujah. Touch this woman with your peace, Lord. Just let your peace flow through, Lord. More of your peace, Lord. Just peace. Peace.
Fill them now, Lord God. Fill them with your spirit, Lord God. Fill them with your love. Let love come down, Lord God. For the perfect love of God just drive out all fear. Fear has torment. Drive out the tormenting spirits now, Lord. All the spirits of torment, Lord, in the name of Jesus. All the fear spirits, all the tormenting spirits, all the anxious spirits, in the name of Jesus. I speak healing. I speak the peace of God, the shalom of God to flow through your people. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.